Hi, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Kim and Mike Burge hailing some good news for you today because that's what we like to focus on. How's it going, Mike?
Going good. You know, when you go to the doctor and you ever wonder what doctors actually say and what they're really thinking?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I'm going to share something about that today on The Good Stuff.
Okay. Well, and I actually have a pharmacist story.
Oh.
So and a scapegoat story if we have time.
We're in the medical profession.
I guess so. I'm not quite sure what happened.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana. In fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Why don't you go first and share the pharmacist story, and then I'll tell you what doctors are really thinking.
Okay, so I don't know who sent this in. I don't know who wrote it. One day, an old man goes into the pharmacy, reaches into his pocket, and takes out a small bottle and a teaspoon, laying it on the counter. He asks the pharmacist, "Could you please taste this for me?" Being a senior citizen, the pharmacist went along, taking the spoon with a tiny dab of liquid, puts it in his mouth, swirls the liquid around, and with a grimacing look, spits it out in a cup. "Now, does that taste sweet to you?" says the old man. The pharmacist said to the old man, "No." "Oh, that's a relief. The doctor told me to come here and get my urine tested for sugar."
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, what doctors say and what they're really thinking. Okay. You ever hear your doctor say, "This should be taken care of right away"? Well, what that really means he's thinking is, "I'd planned a trip to Hawaii next month, but this is so easy and profitable that I want to fix it before it cures itself."
Oh, no.
The doctor says, "Well, what have we here?" He has no idea and is hoping that you'll give him some type of clue. All right, here's what he says. "Let me check your medical history," which is really what he's thinking. "I want to see if you've paid your last bill before spending any more time with you." And we're not poking any fun at, well, we are kind of poking
fun. Yeah, we're just having
fun. Doctors here, but it's all meant in jest. So the doctor says, "Why don't we make another appointment later in the week?" And that really means they're thinking, "I'm playing golf this afternoon, and this is kind of wasting my time." Or maybe they're thinking, "I need the buck, so I'm charging you for another office visit."
Oh, no.
A lot of people feel about that in the same way. All right, the doctor says, "We have some good news and some bad news. Good news is I'm going to buy that new BMW. The bad news is you're going to be paying for it."
Ouch, ouch. That's just blatant.
Yes. The doctor says, "Let me schedule you for some tests." And what he really says is, "I have a 40% interest in the lab." These are kind of sharp, you know.
Yeah.
The doctor says, "I'd like to have my associate look at you." What they're really thinking is he's going through a messy divorce and owes me a bundle. So we'll get it going that way. So I'll maybe share some more of those on a future program.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Those were kind of funny.
Were they entertaining at all?
A couple was having a party at their house. An hour before the party, the woman found out she still needed escargot. So she sent her husband out to get it. He was walking to the supermarket and he figured he had lots of time, so he stops at the bar on the way. An hour and a half later, he looked at his watch and realized that the party had already started. He quickly ran to the market, bought the snails, and ran home. He tried to sneak into the kitchen without his wife seeing, but at that moment, his wife called out. He quickly threw the snails on the floor and said, "Come on, guys, we're almost there."
Good thinking. All right, this is my Halloween tip of the day. This is the ghost town of Bannock, Montana. The town of Bannock was created during the old gold rush days. A man named Henry Plummer came to town and was soon elected as sheriff by the local miners. The legend says that Plummer hired a group of gang members who robbed and murdered people traveling between Bannock and the neighboring Virginia City. In 1863, the Montana Vigilantes were formed by the local miners, and over the next month and a half, they hanged 24 gang members and even Plummer himself. Some believe the story was made up as an excuse for the rampant violence that occurred in the area during that time frame. But people swear that the ghost of Henry Plummer still haunts the area, which has since become a ghost town. Bannock, Montana.
Well, there you go. We should go visit.
Go take a visit on Halloween.
If you
have Halloween stories to share, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.